Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 12th of March. Today we get US consumer price inflation data for February. The US Federal Reserve under Chair Powell has elevated the significance of this statistic rather unhelpfully, and so markets will react to the headline. Sensible economists will largely ignore the headline and look at the details to check that disinflation forces are still on track. The January number showed less disinflation than had been expected, although an important part of that was the fairy tale of owner's equivalent rent, a price absolutely no one pays. This is very important because it means that the inflation experience of homeowners in the States is quite a lot lower than the inflation headline numbers will suggest. That in turn means that homeowners' spending power is higher. This all helps to explain the resilience of the consumer in the United States. Start of year price increases in some sectors should be fading from this month's report, and the game of guessing used car prices suggests lower inflation pressures as well. Regionally, aside from Texas and Florida, most parts of the United States are now in a low inflation environment, and that should continue to be the case. Although there is not a convenient breakdown of market-determined prices in the consumer price inflation number, we know from the PCE deflator that market-determined price inflation has slowed more than the headline number has. That is important, as concerns about wages pushing up inflation or sticky pricing power are rather confounded by the fact that when market forces are allowed to do their thing, the result is more disinflationary. This should all keep the Fed on course for a second quarter rate cut, with three or four rate cuts this year, as the central bank follows inflation lower. UK labour market data is a bit of a mess at the moment. The Office for National Statistics is still saying that the numbers cannot be trusted. The earnings data is average earnings data, and so this is potentially distorted by the composition of the workforce. Every time someone in the UK uses a self-service checkout, they are increasing average weekly earnings by reducing the number of jobs receiving below average pay. There was a modest deceleration in the nominal earnings figures, but the return to positive real average earnings data is to be welcomed after so long a period of negative growth. The data set doesn't really contain anything to deter the Bank of England from a second quarter easing of rates. Other data today is rather dull. The German final consumer price data is one of the very few German statistics that is rarely revised. The US National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Sentiment Survey generally correlates quite strongly with Republican economic sentiment. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.